welcome back to another episode of the Red River Report. My name is Duncan Storjuk, and in today's episode, I'm talking with Sophie Walker, a nursing student at RRC Polytech who has recently created the Journey Award, a $1,000 award available to Indigenous students in her program. We'll be discussing the story of Walker's post-secondary studies, what led her to creating the award, and the greater impact she thinks the award will have on her classmates' financial burden, as well as their mental health. I started by asking Sophie to share a bit of her own story of struggling with mental health and the influence it had on her decisions later on.
Taking time off school, it was obviously unplanned. My plan was to finish the program and go straight through. But I guess during COVID, and there was a lot of other things that I was going through, just all contribute to the exacerbation of my mental health. So during that time of the 2 years off, I never thought about creating an award for other students, but it was during my recovery and when I got back to school, that's when I realized I want to give back to someone else who might be going through the same thing or who might need hope to keep going and not giving up. And I think it's really important, to give back to fellow students if you can, and it really just makes me feel happy, and it also helps my mental health to give back to other students. So yeah,
that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But what led you to a scholarship? Because I know that is a very great thing that you're doing. This is amazing.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking, how can I help my fellow students? A scholarship or an award or a bursary just isn't usually the first thing that comes to mind.
So a scholarship, I believe that, I'm not a professional in this. I know Elena, the lady who helped me, she did a really good explanation of the difference between an award and a scholarship. I believe a scholarship is just towards your grades and your GPA and your academic achievement. And then award can be that mixed with other things that you might do, maybe community service or just anything really. But what led me to the award is I believe people should be awarded for just showing up and getting through hard things and finishing what they started and going back to school Yeah. So that's what led me to that.
So your award, is it currently available? Because I looked on the awards, bursary, scholarships page for your program, the nursing program, but I wasn't able to find it on the list. And you said it was specifically available for Indigenous students, but I wasn't able to find it in that section either.
Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure if it'll be available for this coming up fall term or for the next year. I know Elena has a better idea of that. She already approved everything and I signed the documents to release the funding when the time comes, but it's a 5-year agreement. So hopefully this fall it should be available. Yeah.
And the article from the Free Press said it was available. Deadline was September 15th?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Elena said. And that's what, the program says as well. So it is available for Indigenous students. I am interested in, changing it a little bit, so it's available to all nursing students, but priority given to Indigenous students.
Now that's $1,000 available. When you were first doing this, were you first concerned, okay, that's a lot of money. How am I going to pay for that? Were you expecting it to be crazy expensive at first?
Yeah, I wanted the minimum to be $1,000. And I know my dad is also helping with that, but I'm also contributing as well. And then once I graduate, I can take that on myself. That's what I'd like to donate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you said, if I remember from the article correctly, it would be $38 per week out of your paycheck?
For every 2 weeks, it's $38 for a year.
And that's not bad.
No, yeah.
So I'm just wondering,
Do you think that's something that we should encourage our fellow students to do more often? Because that's not a crazy amount of money. And if we had like more and more students creating more awards like that to alleviate financial burdens, like there's like a thousand, like even like smaller amounts, like 500 to 750, all like, to have just a massive wave of those ready to help people with their financial struggles, because this is expensive. Do you think that's something that would be a good idea to look into, like just like for students to.
I think that's a really cool idea, especially for people like in their last year or like maybe closer to graduating, because like once they graduate, like obviously their like plan is to get a job and then maybe they can like contribute that small amount of money, and then it's just so rewarding to just give back to at least like one person to make their life easier. Like it helps so much, and it just like it's not it's just for yourself in general to just make yourself feel better.
Do you know if this has ever been done before? Because the thing about the free press, like it was really highlighting just this very special occasion that you, who haven't even graduated yet, are doing this. Do you,
I feel like I looked into it a little bit, like student awards, and I think there is like students giving back to students. I believe that's a thing. I don't know if it's happened like at Red River, but I think it's a really good idea, and I think more people should look into it if they can, and like maybe their ha families can help them as well.
Right. So, a little away from the topic, but you say that you were planning to actually continue edu your education to become like a fully fledged doctor in the future. How's that look going to look for you?
That
Like, sorry to interrupt. Sorry, I'm interrupting a lot.
that's okay.
But like from what I remember, like just like as a layman, like being a doctor is like 12 years of schooling just right out of high school with no credentials. But you are about to be graduate this year as a nurse. So what exactly is your path to an MD going to look like?
So when I entered nursing school in 2019, I always knew that I wanted to like go further in my education. I wasn't sure if that was like nurse practitioner or something else, but I always had the idea of being a doctor since I was like 17. So I realize that you need like my I need my nursing degree, so that's like considered a 4-year bachelor degree, and then I'll have to go to med school for 4 years and then residency depending what I choose, but that ranges from like 2 to 5 or 7 years. So right now I am studying for the MCAT. I already wrote it once, but I'm planning I need to do a prep course because I didn't have like lots of the chemistry and biology and like other courses like that in nursing. So it's common to write it more than once, so I'm not ashamed of that. But yeah, so right now I'm planning to write that again in July, and then I'll apply for September 2025.
Back to the topic. You said that you, who, this lady, Elena, am I pronouncing that right? What exactly is her position? You said you reached out to her to help get support with starting this award.
So Elena Grinstein, she's a senior development officer and awards for special initiatives. So she I basically just gave her the idea of like what I wanted to do. I gave her the name of the award, some of the requirements, and she basically just she wrote out this whole outline for it, which was really nice. And she told me that like the there's a decision like board that makes the decisions of like who gets the awards and stuff. So I won't be a part of that, but I'll just be funding it and hopefully maybe being able to like have a short chat with someone who wins it just to congratulate them.
Yeah, I remember you saying you wanted to be able to have a phone call involved.
Yeah, but it's okay like if the student doesn't want that. But it would be nice.
And Elena, is she like school-wide for this sort of thing? Or like, are there other people like her just like for this campus or like for different programs?
I think it's for RRC. I'm not really exactly sure, but she does a lot of the awards and scholarships and bursaries.
Thank you for listening to today's Red River Report. This is Duncan Storjuk, hoping you have an excellent rest of your day.